Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva, Days of Our Lives in France, and tonight we are interviewing Days of Our Lives actor Brian Dottillo, who plays Lucas Horton on the show. Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
Hey. How you doing? Hey, and we have Anne on the line co-hosting.
Hey, Brian.
What's happening, Anne?
Hi, Brian. We got Anne and Marianne. I combine our names. Yeah, it's Anna, Marianne, and Gary. Okay. So Anna mentioned what you're wearing tonight.
Yeah. Nothing.
Which is nothing, though.
That's how we're going to choose this.
I knew I had to do it shirtless, but I figured I'd go all the way and just go ahead and get totally naked.
I think we'll all say we enjoy it when you go all the way. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're awfully glad to have you back on the show, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's fun to be back.
Aw. Well, I did have a message from Lauren. She wanted to know if you had started your garden yet.
I actually have two gardens.
Really?
Yeah, I have two gardens. I have four plots in each garden, so I have eight plots.
Like a rock garden, or what kind of setup is it?
I got, like, you know, raspberries and blueberries and grapes and a little bit of lettuce and broccoli and some, you know, a little mint going on, some strawberries.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, she says she's got some tomatoes ready for you. So, yeah, if I were you, I'd collect on that.
And my dogs ate all my cherry tomatoes.
Oh, no. Yeah, the deer eat my stepdad's. Ugh, hate that because I love tomatoes. Well, that's good. Well, it sounds like you've got it going on then. All right. Well, I had to get that piece of business out of the way there. I just had to check on you on that. That's good to know. Sounds like you've got quite a bit going on there. All right. So, Marianne, did you?
Okay. Yeah, well, first I want to comment. It's so exciting to see you back on Days. I just want to say when I first saw you just shown on Days in your scenes with Sammy, it was great to see that smile again and to see Lucas back.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
No, you're welcome.
I'm working with her. She always makes me laugh.
Yeah, and I know you had just went to a fan event there in Toronto, and how I just wanted to know how you liked being back doing the fan events, because I did see you in a fan event back in 2008 in Burlington, and you just went over the crowd. You're, you know, such a hoot and just engaging with all your fans. How was that to get back into meeting with the fans and, you know, going on the fan tours? What was that like?
The best part of my job. Definitely the best part of my job. I love it.
You could tell you enjoy it, and you know, you're truly genuine with your fans. I just wanted to tell you that.
It's hard for me. Well, thank you. But it's hard for me to go in and study lines and memorize and do what we do every day. But it's kind of easy for me to travel and then go to great places and meet great people. And that's the best part. Yeah, definitely.
One last question. Is Lumi going to be breaking any beds soon?
Sooner than you think.
I just had to ask that.
Woo!
Oh,
sooner than you think, yeah. It doesn't take them long.
Okay.
All right. I think I'm blushing just that I'd mentioned that. Oh, gosh. And Allie wanted to, she felt really bad that she didn't get to ask you this question in Toronto. So she wanted to ask you how you feel about salted French toast.
How I feel about what?
Salted French toast or something like that? I don't know. Some mini reference.
French toast?
I thought that's what she said. Maybe I got it wrong.
How do I feel about salted French toast? I mean, I love French toast.
Not salted.
I actually make a mean French toast, but isn't that just cakes in a blanket?
You know, I may have that reference. I thought that's what she said. I'm sorry if I got that wrong, but
I thought
it was probably having to do with
sausage or French toast is pigs in a blanket.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or pancakes or something like that.
So what was it like meeting the infamous Allie in Toronto?
It was great. You know, it was great meeting everybody in Toronto. I love Toronto. It's a great city.
Oh, I've never been there.
It's always so clean and great restaurants. And yeah, we had a great time.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, I know she had a great time meeting with you guys. So very cool.
Yeah, she was cool. She was very cool.
Yeah, Brian, I saw you in Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago. I saw bad. I don't know why they had you in a grocery store. And my friend actually called in and said you were supposed to be there 4 to 6. So I got lucky. And I mean, I showed up at 3:30, and, you know, it was actually 2 to 4. So I don't know what happened with that, that the times got screwed up. How long were you actually in Pittsburgh?
I was in Pittsburgh I flew in the night before, and then I woke up and did the thing, and I did the event, and I actually had two events. I think there was one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and the one in the afternoon was supposed to be a certain time, and I think there was a confusion when I got there. So I ended up just staying later because my flight was later anyway, so I didn't really care. But, it was on St. Patrick's Day, I think, and it was in Pittsburgh, the biggest Irish community, and it was a beautiful day. It was 80 degrees, so no one wanted to come see me in a supermarket. But it was fun. It was fun being there, and, you know, it was fun. You know, you never know what you're going to get, and that's the really cool thing about traveling because, you know, you meet great people, but you don't know how many people are going to show up, and you feel bad if a lot of people don't show up because you feel like, you know, you can't take it personal, but at the same time, you know, you feel bad for the people who run the event. But it was a good time. I was glad I met the people I met.
Aww.
Yeah. You're there at the nicest day of the year, weather-wise. It's not normally 80 in Pittsburgh on St. Patrick's Day.
No.
And, I was shocked that they didn't have you as part of the parade. I think Joe Mascolo did the St. Patrick's Day parade in 1 year or something like that. I'm surprised they didn't have you downtown.
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Well, you know, Joe Biden was there, so I couldn't really compete with that.
Well, he got
I'm sure he would have rather
too.
Seen you.
Yeah, if Joe Biden got booed, you probably would have gotten cheers and broads thrown at you. Yeah, he got booed.
He got booed?
Yeah, in Democratic Union Pittsburgh, he got booed. So,
wow.
I mean, yeah.
Maybe he should have tried the shirtless route because.
Oh, no.
Hey, we're talking about Biden here, not Brian. Let's see. No.
That's not going to work.
We're naked.
Well, that would have made the news, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Let me take a caller. Yeah, Savina, you're on with Brian.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
This is Sabina. I actually got to meet you in 2005, I think it was, at the Wild Horse Saloon in Nashville. It was during the country music festival, and it was the days after party or nighttime party or whatever. And I totally met you like for 2 seconds. I got a picture, and it's a horrible picture though. So hopefully I'll meet you again soon because it's in an album, and I can't even. You know, post
why
it
is it a horrible
online.
Picture? Did I mess up the picture? Because I messed up a lot of pictures.
No, it wasn't you. It was just very light, low light. And it was crowded where we were. So it was actually really crowded. So it was hard to get a really good shot. So hopefully I'll get to meet you again. But I'm so glad you're back on Days. I'm really loving the scenes lately.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I'm glad I actually got to call in. I'm actually still at work. We're closed for the night, but I have to stay here till like 11 doing last-minute closing duties. But I finished straightening the store. I work at a movie store, so all kinds of DVDs. And yes, cool. My boss is cool.
Do you have a movie called Arcade?
Cave? I'm sure we have
Arcade.
It here somewhere.
Arcade.
Arcade.
Well, if you have a movie called Arcade, I'm in it.
Awesome. I'll have to look for that.
Are you serious?
Totally.
Yeah, you have to look for that.
Okay, was it an action, comedy, drama, what?
It was like a sci-fi where I get caught in a computer game, and it was like it would have been around 1990.
Hmm.
Yeah,
oh,
a long
very
time
cool.
Ago.
Oh.
That's how old I am.
I love tits and stuff like that.
Interesting. I'll have to find it. I looked on the shelf where the sci-fi was, and I don't see it there, but I have to look in the computer to see.
Okay, check it out.
So, Arcade.
Peter Billingsley is in it from A Christmas Story.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool, I didn't realize that. I will definitely check it out. I actually have been checking out a lot of Patrick Muldoon's movies lately because I haven't seen any of them, so.
Well, I have a really small part. You'll only see me in, like, the first 10 minutes, and then I get trapped in a video game, and then you hear me throughout the game.
Oh, cool.
I think I come out at the end.
Oh, cool. I'll definitely check that out, and then I'll tweet you on Twitter and let you know. My handle, just in case you want to know, is SAFlynn77. So when you see that, that's me.
Okay, cool.
So, well, thank you so much for doing this, and I really appreciate getting to talk to you and say hi, and I look forward to seeing more great scenes with you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll take a better picture next time.
Yes, I will definitely have to get to another fan event to get some good pictures, for sure.
Okay, deal.
Awesome. Well, great. I appreciate it, and you're awesome. Thank you so much,
thanks.
You guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sabina.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brian, speaking of Twitter, I saw in Allie's interview with you in Toronto that one of the things, aside from the guns pointed at your head by, I'm sure, Coslo and a few others, probably Allie and – were Allie and Lauren, or who were the people that were encouraging you the most to get on Twitter, let's just say?
You need to tweet more, too.
It was definitely Allie and Lauren.
What's that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely Allie and Lauren.
Yeah.
I had a lot of my scenes with them when I first got back. So, you know, they were surprised that I didn't have Twitter and insisted that I get it and set it up for me. Allie programmed my phone, so I had no choice.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you did.
We're glad.
Yeah, and I also like the quote that you gave in Allie's interview where you said something like, and then the kicker was when you found out James wasn't on Twitter.
I love it.
Yeah, you did.
I loved it.
No, we love James too. We love everybody. But it made me. Speaking of James, I was just wondering, do you think there's going to be any sauna, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation scenes with you and James anytime soon?
God, I hope not. God, I hope not.
We love the scenes between EJ and Lucas.
I try not to play the scene with EJ and Lucas is fun.
What was that, Brian?
Yeah. I try not to play the session. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun though.
I was tweeting Patrick Muldoon today and asked him if he had a question for you, and he wanted me to tell you, just tell him I'm proud of him for the correct balance of hair products he has been using on his lid.
It's always about the lid. It's always about the lid. Yeah, Patrick loves his lid. He's the true master. He's the old Jedi when it comes to soap opera hairstyles. So we all listen to him when it comes to hair.
Well, I think he did. Did he have a mullet though 20 years ago on the show?
Oh, of course, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's where he earned his title.
Do you have a Muldoon impersonation for us?
Oh.
Lucas, what are you doing? You're here, man. You're totally here. I can't believe it. You got your job back. Oh, we're going to have such good scenes together, dude. You have no idea. We're going to blow it up. We're literally going to blow it up, bro. Okay? Let's blow it up, okay? All right. I was like, all right, dude, let's blow it up. He's like, okay.
Oh, my. What can you do?
I can do everybody.
Oh, you can do everyone
okay.
on the show, I bet.
Lauren Coslow.
Do James.
Try that. Try
oh, okay.
Lauren Coslow. Oh, yeah.
Do Lauren Coslow. Lauren's kind of harder to do, but you have to, she would say something like, now, Lucas, it's important that you do not have anything to do with Sammy, because Sammy's such a witch. Such a witch. And so wrong for you, honey. I mean, everything is sugar coated with honey, and she just doesn't ever saying anything because it's so sweet.
I love it.
How about James?
James has a very methodical way of speaking, and he's English, so it's kind of hard, you know, to do a good English accent because he has the best one because he's really English. But, I don't know, he, when I see him, he's kind of funny. He would say something like, hello, Brian, how are you? I'm doing good, how are you? Well, I think we have a little bit of scenes together today, right? Yes, well, have a good time then, okay? All right, cheers. I'll see you later. And, you know, that's about it. It's really quick. Like, you
really,
know,
yeah.
Somewhere else,
like,
yeah.
Mumble.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're great. We can just do a whole night of impressions. I'm so right now. This is great. How about Teo Panglis?
Oh, yeah.
Teo's the best. He's the best.
Oh, yeah.
Teo's my favorite, actually, because we were really good friends offset. We would hang out. And we would go to track together, and, you know, we'd bet on horses together, and he was hilarious. And here we go. So, who do you like in the third round today? And I was like, oh, I like this horse. Oh, yeah, that horse is a tramp. That horse couldn't pull a farm wagon or broken down wheels. That horse is the oldest thing in the book. That horse disgusts me. I don't even want to talk about that horse. Let me tell you about a horse. This horse I have right here is going to win us a lot of money. Do you like money? Is money okay with you? Okay, good.
That's Teo.
Always angry.
He's growling, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was
fun. Excuse me, can we have a little more sugar here? We have only 3 bags of sugar. We only need a little more sugar, please. We need a shot. Thank you. This is great.
I love it.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, that's great.
Well, Brian, Carrie and I met you at Teo's private dinner party that he had back in Burlington in 08.
Right.
I don't know if you remember. That was, yeah. Yeah.
He's
his
fans. Great cook. He's an amazing cook. Uh-huh.
Oh, he's yes. That's what we've heard. Yes,
he really is an amazing.
Well, you've
cook.
You've been to any dinner parties there?
I've been to dinner parties at his house. Yes, and he's cooked amazing.
Uh huh. Yes.
Yeah, and it's a great spread, and he's got the bridge with the thing, and he's got all his, you know, he lives in the hills, and yeah, he's got great art, and walking around his house like being in a museum. I mean, he's like Indiana Jones, you know.
Right. World traveler.
He really is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really cool guy.
Okay.
Well, thank you for that. That was funny.
Yes, thanks. Let's take a few callers.
That was great. I love it.
That was good.
We have area code 613. You want with
yes.
Brian?
Is Julia?
Julia? Hi.
Julia, yep. Hey, I'm calling from Ottawa, Canada. Just north of Toronto.
Oh, nice.
And I just missed Brian by about a day in Toronto, and I'm so upset. So I hope you come back up.
You were in the GTA?
I almost was. I was coming back from from Florida.
Oh, okay.
And
where
I
in Florida?
Just missed you. Pardon me?
Where in Florida were you?
Davenport.
Okay.
Yeah, I was visiting my parents. They were there for the winter, so.
Okay, well, I just missed you. Sorry about that.
But you talked to a friend of mine, and you gave a good shout-out to the Lumi fans, and you talked to Miss Prude.
I gave a hug to Miss Prude.
Yeah, it was a great shout-out. We wanted to say thank you.
I held her in my arms like she was a little baby.
Yeah. Well, I hope to meet you someday, too. It'd be an honor.
Well, I'll do the same thing to you, then.
I hope you plan another trip up here soon. Yeah, I do. I was just wondering, if Brian, if you were ever to write your character for a day, what would you have him do?
What would I have him do? I would have him steal a police badge and arrest all the Demiras and throw them all in jail and throw away the keys. I'd save the day and try to be the hero.
Boo.
Get them to throw away the key. I think that's a good idea. Put the keys in cement and throw them in the ocean.
Yeah. Whatever.
Get rid of them once and for all.
It would be hard to have a soap opera without drama, but it would be nice every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say, Brian?
That's about it. I think it would be cool if Lucas was a cop, though. That would be cool. I would play that.
That'd be fun to watch for sure.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Okay. I just wanted to quickly
detective.
Can I just say one thing though? I just want to say, Brian, good work on raising your son. It's an admirable job working with children that have. Need extra attention in school. I can vouch for that personally. So.
Oh, well, that's really cool. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So,
Thank you.
Up the good work.
You know what? It's so rewarding because the more time you put into it, the more you get out of it. So it's, I know, I feel, thank you.
Miracles can happen. I'm moving away from home, and it's amazing what you can do once you have support from amazing parents, so.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot to me. Thanks.
So keep it up.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call, I guess.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll try another caller. Hello, area code 423.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Tennessee.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Jen. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I wanted to tell you that it has been awesome seeing you back on Days. It has seemed so empty without you on it.
Oh, thank you. It's been really fun.
I have a question I wanted to ask you. I've enjoyed the scenes with Will coming to terms with the possibility of being gay. And I just wanted to know your opinion of this storyline.
Well, it's a storyline that gets a lot of attention. We were at an event last night where we honored him and the character as far as, you know, being a show that would profile such a case and discuss such an issue. So it was really cool. This film festival thing kind of honored him, and we saw our scenes on the big screen. For a second, it was like we were movie stars. And we all spoke on a panel afterwards. And our executive producer, Greg Ming, was there, and he was talking about how the network's been really supportive of the storyline, and they got a lot of good feedback from it. And it's something that people can identify with. But, you know, if they have to go through that. So for them, I think it's really good. And I think that, you know, anytime we can, you know, promote awareness or acceptance, it is probably a good thing. So I'm honored to be a part of it.
I think the writing has been excellent for this storyline. I know it's kind of, they might not have known what route to take, but I think the writing has been excellent. And how they've incorporated all of the characters and talking to him and opening up. I think it's gone really well.
Yeah, it's been handled really well. I'm glad that they didn't make my character, you know, someone who would reject it. So
exactly.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm really glad that they kind of honored my character and gave him a lot of class in that way. But I mean, ultimately, you know, I have a son who's 12, and ultimately, no matter what he decides in his life, I'm still going to love him no matter what. But, you know, so it's one of those things that I can kind of, you know, think, what if my son, you know, had that choice that he made in his life? And it's been, you know, it's made it interesting to play certain scenes. We did some good scenes today where I had scenes with Sonny, and it's an awkward scene, you know, and there's a lot of awkward beats to it, but I think that ultimately it's gonna do some good things, so hopefully you guys will like it.
That's true. Well, I appreciate you answering my question, and keep up the good work, and I hope you stay around for a while, man.
Me too.
We love you,
believe me.
You have a lot
Thank
of fans,
you,
and we enjoy you.
I do a lot of hunting in Tennessee, so I know. I love Tennessee.
What part of Tennessee?
I believe it was a big hunting lodge. I think it was, what place was it in Tennessee? I forgot the name. Really cool hunting lodge in between these huge hills.
Was it in East Tennessee?
It could have been. It could have been East Tennessee.
That's where I live. I live outside. I don't know if you've heard of Knoxville, Tennessee, but I live outside of Knoxville, Tennessee. And there is a lot of hunting.
Definitely.
There's a lot of hunting that goes on in East Tennessee. You can come back anytime.
I'm definitely coming. I'm me and my brother go all the time. I'll be there.
Okay. Well, you take care, and thanks again. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I had a question from someone left a comment on our blog. They wanted to know if Autumn is a real person. Lucas's fiance, or is it someone he kind of made up as like a shield against Sammy, tried to keep her
That's
at bay?
That's really interesting. I don't know. We always joke about that on set. You know, is she real? Is she not real? Are we going to see her? Are we not going to see her? But so far, she's just been referred to. And I
mm-hmm.
think it's kind of interesting because it leaves a lot to the imagination. Everyone has their own vision of who Autumn is and what she does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of turned into its own thing. But we haven't seen her yet. And, you know, you never know. It's a soap opera. You never know. That door could knock and there's Autumn. So I don't know.
Yeah, at the worst moment, that's usually when they show up.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me take another caller. We have area code 941. Hello? You're on the Diva and Brian Dottolo. That was all. They were on for 10 minutes. Hello? Okay, I'm going to let them go. Okay, let's try someone else. Area code 714, you're on with Brian.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Again, it's Rose. Hi, Brian.
Rose. Hey, Rose.
How you doing? What's happening?
They've been bugging me to call again, so here I am. How's everybody?
Good.
Everybody's good?
Okay, well, I guess one of my questions for you, Brian, is where does your inspiration come from?
My inspiration in life?
Yeah, did you have inspiration for starting acting or you know, was it something you knew you always wanted to do?
Well, I think my mom and my sister got me into it when I was little. And I never really wanted to be an actor, but my sister did. So I was forced to be in scenes with her, and she would make me memorize lines just to have scenes with her. And I was the youngest, and I was raised by a single mom, and my brother lived with my dad. So it was just me and my sister and my mom. So a lot of times I just did what my sister said. And when she told me to go to acting class, I went to acting class. So she got me into it, actually. And she's an actress.
So it's your sister that got you into it.
Yeah, my older sister made me be an actor.
Okay. Do you have any... I'm always big
on
asking about music.
I mean, I thank her now. I totally thank her for it every day. But
oh, yeah. I bet.
Yeah, I wanted to be a baseball player and, you know, and mess around and ride my dirt bike and stuff. I didn't want to go to acting class. So it was hard for me to get to acting class. But when I did, I would get work, and then she wouldn't get the job, and I would. And she was like, you never wanted to be an actor. I made you be an actor. So it was always been like kind of funny thing.
Well, that answers another question, is what is one of your favorite hobbies to do? I guess off-roading, bike riding, music?
I like music. I like bike riding. I love my dogs. I have three dogs. I do
biking. Okay.
I got a German Shorthaired Pointer, a white lab, and a English Springer Spaniel. So I have all three of the hunting breeds.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I heard earlier you like hunting.
Love hunting. Love sports. Coach my kids' basketball and football teams.
Awesome.
What else? What else do I do? I try to lift some weights every now and then, do a little boxing.
How are your brackets for March Madness? Did you do those this year? Or do you ever do
those?
This
year was the first year I haven't done it in a while. I didn't do it this year.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
I think Kentucky's going all the way.
Yeah, I'm in Kansas, but I'm in a suburb of Kansas City, and let's just say the Mizzou people were pretty upset. The Kansas people, however, are pretty happy right now. So it's kind of an interesting place to be at the moment.
Well, they're going crazy in Kansas, I bet.
Yeah. I didn't fill out one this year either. I used to, but I didn't. Haven't done it the last few.
I usually do.
Cool. Well, is Rose still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I couldn't tell if you were still on.
Oh no, go ahead. It's fine.
I wanted to get your observation. I'll share my thoughts real quick, but I'd like to get your observation on your character's return, because one of the things I wished for Lucas, and I feel like it's there so far, is I felt like he had been basically emasculated. By the time he left town, it was like there was very little of Lucas I could recognize, you know? At least that was my perspective. You know, the whole thing with Chloe and all that garbage, you know, all that. So I was really pleased. I was hoping he would come back, if not with an edge, at least with renewed sense of confidence and maybe a new perspective or whatever. And I really sensed that with, the honesty that he and Sammy, their initial discussions where they're just like brutally honest with each other. It sounds like there's been either you're adding or they're writing that he's had a period of introspection. He's kind of reordered his life and gotten some things straightened out, and he's really kind of back in a very, I find that he's coming from a place of self-confidence, not cockiness or arrogance, but self-confidence and sort of comfort in his own skin. But I don't know what's to come, but that's just my initial feeling when he first came back. What are your thoughts on Lucas as far as that goes?
I think you're right. Before, you know, when I left, he was kind of stripped of a lot of identity, and it was hard for me as an actor to play out certain situations, and maybe that read through a little bit. But ever since I've been back, I mean, you know, it's hard in the regular world when you don't have a soap opera job. I had to do construction for a while, and I actually worked at Sony Studios.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, and the one guy I hooked up with worked at Sony, so I had to go to the place that used to employ me and do construction. And that was kind of hard, but it made me real, you know, appreciative of the job and being there and the work and dedicating yourself to your job. So when I got back, I promised myself if I ever came back that I would do my best and try to create a new angle for my character to kind of reflect more of where I want him to be. So I got lucky that the writers have kind of met me more than halfway and writing really good for me. So I think it's a combination of the two things, because now I get to actually play out some cool scenarios. And I think, you know, I was in my sister's acting class for 2 years, and that'll kick your butt. So, again, I think that, you know, maybe I've added a little more, but they've definitely written the character a lot stronger.
That's great, though. No, I see what you're saying. I really see that. It comes through you as an actor, but it is definitely reflected in the dialogue as well. So it's kind of a merging of those two things. I definitely feel that with Lucas. So that's a cool story. I mean, it's nice, and I'm very happy to see Lucas in that and you in that place. I think it's a very nice, refreshing. I wasn't at all happy about the way Lucas had went out. I really was not happy about that. So,
thank you. I appreciate that.
So I really see that, and I have to say too, I can always tell when there's a little bit of Lauren that sneaks through. It's usually when she's in scenes with little kids, but I gotta say I saw a little bit of Lauren flash through when Kate walks into the pub and sees Lucas and she embraces you for the first time. I was like, oh, that's Lauren. So I definitely, you know what I'm talking about, because she smiles different. Her whole countenance changes when she's Lauren versus Kate, you know. A lot of other things change too. She's not carrying around a poison, you know, poison or anything either. But there's something about her smile. And when she walked in and she saw, you know, and Kate sees Lucas and she smiles, I was like, that's a Lauren moment. So I know she's really, you know, I knew it anyway, but I could really see it in that scene, but how happy she was to have you back.
Yeah, she's great. I love her. She's the best.
Aww.
She's so good, and she's so good at what she does. And she's not only a really cool person, but she's so professional and so, you know, prepared and dedicated. And, you know, there's just no holes in her game at all. So she's great.
You're funny. I love that. That's cute. Oh, well, thanks for sharing that. I just really, we're really loving seeing you back.
Okay,
sorry. Somebody else.
That's okay.
I can't. Unfortunately, Blood Talk is acting up for me, so I can't see anything that's going on right now on the screen. So I don't know.
That's fine. I guess I'll ask another question while we wait. I know that, you know, before, you know, you were younger and there were lots of like fun pranks, like, you know, April Fool's Day is coming up. What was the best that has ever been played on you or from you, that in your eyes?
Well, I've gotten a lot of people with practical jokes, so that makes you a target. So I think some of the best things have been what people do to me, because to get me, you really have to get out of your way. So I think sometimes it's funny when people get me. I get a bigger kick out when people prank me than when I prank them. But I do stupid things like grease up their doorknobs and, you know, and mess with just, I don't know, little things, try to get their keys and relocate their car and then, or just turn their car around and see if they notice it, you know, like have it point the other way. And then they're like, hey, did I park like this? Or just
so who's gotten the best one over on you?
Kyle Brandt once had this whole scenario where he had, you know, this, he faked getting a ticket and my car got towed and all this stuff. And so I didn't have a car. And I was like, dude, just give me my car. And he was like, no, it's gone. Sorry, I get towed. And that was, you know, I kind of felt like something was up. So it turned out that, you know, he was trying to get me back. But people do things. You know, sometimes they send me weird stuff. I don't know. I've gotten, you know, odd gifts. You know.
Odd gifts?
Yeah, like just weird stuff, you know, like...
Like
girls' what? Underpants or...
Seriously?
Yeah, well, you know, stuff like that. You know, notes, pictures of them in a limo in a bikini, saying, you know, some crazy stupid thing. And then it's not real, and then sometimes it's not a picture you want to see. you know how guys are stupid. Guys play stupid jokes on each other.
Okay. Well, how are you liking Twitter so far? I know you were forced into it.
I was definitely forced into it, but I kind of actually wanted to do it too. So I was always curious about it, and I think I did it. I think I was bad at it at first because I had this word of the day thing, and then people were like, "Dude, that's so stupid. You know, why are you doing that? That's not what it's for." And I was like, "All right, well then, what's for? What do I do? What is it for?" And they're like, "You have to say what you're doing during your day or whatever." So then I started to kind of do that, and then I kind of tied it into where I was going to be and personal appearance announcements and all that. And then people say, you know, if you work for them or do a promotional thing, they would ask you to tweet where you're going to be. And I think that's really its purpose kind of thing. So I took a break because I was working so much, but now I have 2 weeks off. So I'll be tweeting more about what I do.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to tweet you when I get off the phone.
Sorry, deal.
Yes, we'll all have to tweet.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you've got another caller by now.
Sure. Thanks a lot for your call.
This is the first time since I had the accident that I could actually sit here and talk. So.
Aww.
Okay.
Aww.
Thank you very, very
better.
Much, Brian.
No problem.
It's doing better, thanks. Thank you, Brian.
No problem.
And thank you, girls. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Rose.
Bye, Rose.
Bye-bye. I'm going to take another caller because they've been off and on. Hi, it's Erica 425.
Oh, hi, it's Dama. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dama. Dama.
Hey, Dama.
Yeah, hello, how are you?
I'm doing good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Oh, good.
Hey, just wanted to say I'm so glad you're back on the show again, and congratulations to you on your recent marriage.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, yeah.
Son doing?
My son's doing great. He's a man child. He's huge. he's got a mustache, and he's 12. Yeah, he's got a mustache.
Ah, oh, cool. Wow.
Boy, oh boy. They grow up fast, don't they?
They really do. They really do.
Yeah, my daughter just turned 1 today, so.
Aww.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh.
Thank you. Little Natasha's 1 today.
Natasha.
Yep.
Well, it gets easier. After 1, it gets a lot easier. 2 is the best. 2 and 3 is my favorite stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you haven't had any more hunting mishaps, have you?
No, I haven't shot myself in the head in a while. It's been a couple years now, but thanks.
Thank goodness, I think you better stick to acting.
Yeah, that's what my mom said, if I hunt anymore, I'm going to ruin my acting career. Yeah, that scope really hits you sometimes when you're not ready when that shotgun goes off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a scope eye. A veterinarian actually had to sew me up in Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because you were out in the middle of Podunkville, I think.
Yeah, I don't know where I was.
Wow. Scary.
Well, I just
is
called to say
right
hi
here?
Real
is
quick.
What's the baby?
So, her name's Natasha.
Okay, well, give Natasha a kiss for me.
Aww. I'll do it. Thanks,
right,
Brian. Start her early. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Take care.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks, Dana.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, girls. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Dana.
Good to hear from her. So, Brian, I know you do a lot of stuff with autism. Is there anything, or do you have any, do you have any events or anything coming up or anything that you'd like to share about that, or where people can volunteer or anything like that?
Well, there's, you know, Autism Speaks and Autism Now. A lot of the stuff I did was for Autism Speaks. And now that I'm back on the show, I'll probably have a lot more opportunities to do stuff.
Great.
So I can't wait for that. But, yeah, they run some cool events. They do a lot of cool stuff. They have walks and I think bowling things and celebrity whatevers. And they got all kinds of events. But
I have to tell you, the store that I work with, they're celebrating Autism Speaks. This, you know, all this, I think it's for the whole month or the week. And, like, when people come and after they pay, they, like, round up anything that they round up to the next dollar or whatever goes to Autism Speaks. So that's our store is promoting that, and it's going on all this week. And we're to wear blue. I guess that's the color that they
use. Yeah, I know there's a Light It Up in Blue campaign going on where you can buy blue bars and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
Brian, a lot of fans were wondering if you'd consider Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely be Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, that would be awesome. Love that.
I would guarantee a victory if I ever did that show.
That's some fighting words.
Go ahead. Let me call it in.
Guaranteed victory.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a challenge right there. Yeah.
That's my challenge to ABC because they're scared.
And of course, it goes without saying that I'm going to say it anyway because I have a one-track mind. You would do all of your dances shirtless, correct? I mean, just want to make sure that...
Just like Matt, you know.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, whatever it takes.
I think it just votes.
Oh, I'm teasing you. You're probably like, oh, another shirtless comment.
Yeah, we need some shirtless Lucas scenes. Jeez.
That's right. Yeah, so Lucas, have they completely gotten rid of the spa thing, or are we going to see any shirtless scenes with Lucas there, boxing or doing something there anytime soon?
I would love to do some boxing stuff. That would be cool.
Yeah. Hey, you and Austin, Patrick could get together and do some boxing. Well, it looked like Lisa Rinna was doing some boxing the other day, too, over there. You could have a family box. Have family boxing
family
time for Roberts, the Reed Roberts family.
I feel like I've done that before.
Oh,
where
maybe
we
you
did
have.
A gym boxing before on the show.
Oh.
I feel like I've done that. I think it was the Titan Gym.
Oh.
The old Titan Gym. I remember that.
Titan Gym.
Yeah, speaking of
boxing, a lot of fans want to know if Lucas will be punching out Dr. Dan anytime soon for Chloe thing and being involved with his, Lucas's sister Jennifer and all that.
Well, you might have to knock him out if he dogs Jennifer because Lucas gets protective over Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was glad that they actually reminded the audience when it was revealed that Austin had supposedly slept with Abby. I'm glad Lucas jumped in and was like, dude, my niece.
I was glad they
threw. There's a lot of really interesting ensemble
my brother
scenes
slept
lately
with my niece.
I'm really enjoying. Those ensemble scenes are great when they have, whenever there's all these angles you're playing against and opposite and everything. And that was really cool. It's like all these, this reveal's coming out, and all the people in the room are kind of reacting to it, and you're like, you find out your brother has supposedly been, with your niece. Of course, by blood, they're not related by blood. But anyway, it's like, whoa, But I'm glad that they've thrown in some of those things because it makes it, for the audience, for the people that know some of the history, it's nice, especially the show that the show remembers some of that history, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they forget a lot of history.
Yeah. Well, Allison Sweeney's the best at reminding them about all the history. She knows everything.
Good.
Yeah,
she's always.
So in reading Allie's interview of you in Toronto, you got of you and Molly and Christian, she mentioned that, I think it was in that interview that she mentioned that you said something along the lines that Allie was the one that started calling your girlfriend Autumn by different names or something. Is that
Yeah, we threw that in messing around in rehearsal, and then the director, Albert Alar, was like, well, do it, you know, do that, and we'll cover it. And then she's like, all right. And then as it would go on, she would say, you know, well, I said summer last time, so I'll call her winter this time. And then
it
showed up in the writing a lot. So they're really quick to follow your lead when you create something like that. So I think that was kind of funny how it stuck.
We loved it. I mean, I loved it. I thought that was really cute. And it was so typical.
Perfect. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
and fans love that kind of stuff. And I mean, they love the witty. I don't know. There's just something about it. Like, I have to say, I'm one of those people that I enjoy Jenny. I love Lumi. I'm happy with, you know, a lot of different things. But I have to say, I just love the dynamic of you and Allie on screen together. I just think you guys, like, I don't know, it's just like you make it interesting. It's still interesting, and yet it feels like home. It feels like, you know, there's so much history there, and they know each other so well, and you guys know each other so well. But it just feels so nice to have that back. It's really been missed by a lot of us. It really, really has been.
So, I mean,
like today,
definitely
today they each said they loved each other. Yeah.
What, Brian? What?
I think there's definitely a place for Ejami and Lumi, but yeah, Lumi's old school.
Yeah, yeah, and honestly,
yeah.
I see. I mean, I'm sure you get as sick of it as everybody, but, you know, I respect both of, I mean, I just respect the different angles of each one, and I think there's different things to each one, because each actor brings a different aspect to the table, you know, I mean, there's, or to the bedroom, or whatever you might be doing, but there's a lot to enjoy in all of it, it's been really nice to see it, and it's, I know a lot of people are really happy to have you back, and so I keep saying that, but it's really neat. It always makes me smile when I see Lucas in a scene and think, oh.
Well, cool.
I know.
I love playing it. It's definitely defined my life.
Are you going to get to show your tattoo from now on, since they let you after prison doing hard time?
Yeah, I think they did. They didn't cover it the last couple of times. So, yeah, I think I'm good.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
I loved how the writers brought out the whole, right before Lucas came back, but when EJ blackmailed Will, and he seemed to be pretty happy about it, actually, but blackmailed him saying, you know, he knew that Will was the one that had shot him, not Lucas, and Lucas had gone to prison for Will. I thought that was really cool that the writers used that as a, instead of creating some other fake reason to do it or whatever, they actually filled in a gap that had been left by the previous writers, I guess, because most of us felt like that's where they were headed. Do you recall, like, back, what was it, 2007, 2008, somewhere in there? Was there talk at the time about, when you were playing that initially, was there a plan for that to really be Will, and they just dropped that story, or what is your recollection, if any, of that? When Lucas was sent to jail for prison for shooting EJ and paralyzing him during the wedding at the time, there was an insinuation that it could have been Will, because it could have been a lot of different people. It could have been Kate, it could have been Lucas, it could have been... And so, they at one point, they had gone out to some shack somewhere out in the country, or the woods, or wherever, you know, the beach, wherever it was. They said it looked like teenagers. It had been a hangout for teenagers or whatever. And they found some sort of evidence there, or they found some sort of thing that sort of tied that to the shooting. But then it was just dropped. They never came back to it or anything, from what I recall. And so at the time, a lot of us fans on the boards were like, wait a minute, Will's the one that did, you know, Will's really, and Lucas is covering for him. But they never did go that route. They never, as far as I can recall, they never showed any signs that that was what they were doing other than that one scene where they went out and found that evidence. So I was just curious, do you recall it all? Maybe you don't, but do you recall anything about that at the time? Did you, at the time that you were playing it, were you pretty much thinking Lucas did do it, or what was the story at that time?
I definitely knew it was covering for him, and I knew that
okay.
he did it. But,
okay.
But I think that they sometimes when they hint around something, they get too close to something, and then they have to backtrack on it a little bit. So,
yeah
I think that the audience did get wise to it, and they kind of put it together, and then the writers were like, oh, no, wait, that can't work. We have to let them believe that he did it. So then they would throw more waves toward me. So, yeah, it was interesting. They kind of – and that's what happens a lot when writers change, when, you know, when the writing takes different shifts between the writing crew.
Right.
So it's hard to keep all that – it's hard to keep all that straight.
As an actor, I would imagine you're like, okay, am I playing guilty this week or am I playing covering for my son this week, you know? It's like,
exactly.
What am I, what's my plan?
And at points right before you shoot the scene, you actually ask that. You say, what am I really playing here? What do I know? Tell me what I know at this point. And they'll tell you, and then you're like, okay, I can play that. Okay, fine.
Okay.
But yeah, you have to ask them. You have to ask.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
Tom Castiello actually tweeted, he was one of the scriptwriters on Days. He said it was supposed to be Will all along, but it was overturned. Someone thought because Will was a child that it wasn't a good idea. So then it was rewritten that it was Lucas, and I guess it was really, when Lucas went to prison, he actually was guilty. So that, and that, so Tom just tweeted it when that episode aired recently where EJ was blackmailing Will about it. So according to Tom, it was supposed to be Will all along, but they got overruled.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. Okay, well, that puts it in perspective then, because it definitely, I was pleased that the current writers had, you know, had gone ahead and used that as a way to pull Will in, you know, to, like, of course, once he got there, he enjoyed it, but I thought that was cool that they went back to that history, because I know a lot of us were like, oh, okay, they're going to use that after all, wow, okay. But that's interesting, Terry, I didn't realize there was that aspect of it, too. I'm glad Tom said something about that, too. Cool. Yeah, I bet it's challenging, especially when there are changes. You're like, okay, who am I this week, and what am I supposed to be playing? but you do it well, so.
Well, thank you.
We had a question in the chat room. One of the fans wanted to know what your exercise and diet routine is.
Exercise and diet routine. I mean, it's. I have a gym in my garage. I have a punching bag that I hang, and I have a bench with weights, place to do curls, sitting curls, standing curls. So I do weights. I have a basketball court in my backyard, so I play a lot of one-on-one with my son. I actually have a Los Angeles Lakers court in my backyard.
I remember seeing
that's
that
cool.
When Wally Kurth did that one day. Didn't he do one day with you one time?
Yeah.
That was a cool show. So I remember
that.
I remember him going into your backyard.
Yep. He was in my backyard. We shot some hoops. And,
yep.
I mean, I love food, so it's always hard for me to, you know, not enjoy what I want to eat. But, you know, a lot of it's just cardio and just getting out and getting on the bike and, you know, just making sure you lift some weights as a man and try to build some muscle and get some protein in you every day. You know, try to stay away from the sweets and the coffee and the pasta. The pasta is the hardest for me to stay away.
How'd you do in Chicago when you went to see your family while you were there?
I didn't do good because I ate deep dish pizza. I had to. And that's like cement. It's like takes 3 days for that to get out of your stomach. Yeah, I was bad in Chicago. Way too much deep dish pizza and way too much red meat at the Chop House.
Aww. Yeah, hey, well, you know, you deserve it. What the heck?
Yeah, get out and walk
the
dog.
A few more rounds of basketball or something.
That's kind of odd. Sammy and Lucas are talking about Rafe. Does Lucas have any scenes with Rafe?
Hello?
Lucas? Say again?
Yeah. Do Lucas and Rafe have any scenes?
Oh, do Lucas and Rafe have scenes? Yes.
Lucas
and Rafe have scenes. And the majority of the time is the conflicts between Sammy and Rafe when they all have three F scenes together. But when we have one-on-one scenes, they're usually pretty quick. You know, we always say something pretty tough and then walk away from each other.
Yeah. What's their relationship? How does Lucas feel about Rafe? Does he feel like he's a threat towards a potential relationship with Lucas and Sammy, or is he just, you know, is he just another one of Sammy's men?
You know what I mean?
I think it's different. I think EJ is the one who Lucas doesn't want Sammy around because he's dangerous and,
right.
You know, he thinks he represents so many bad things, you know, in general. But with Rafe, he's more threatened because Sammy plays a different emotion when she talks about Rafe. It's more of like, you know, like she might regret not being with him a little more.
Right.
And so I've been kind of playing a little more jealous of Rafe, if anything, but not to a huge degree at all. Just like
right.
little subtleties I've been trying to throw in.
What really bugged me the last time you were on, it seemed to me it was kind of obvious they were phasing you out because Rafe was having important scenes with Will, and it seemed like Rafe stepped in as the father of Lucas's kids. I was wondering if you noticed that too. It just seemed like Will was having heart to hearts with Rafe, and I'm like, why isn't he talking to his dad? It didn't quite make sense to me.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling. I think a lot of that's, you know, where I was at the time and where they were and how, for some reason, they didn't really think that, you know, it was going to work out. So I think they were just protecting themselves in a way. And then, you know, Galen does a really good job, so he's able to handle scenes that are good storylines. So I don't know. I just think, you know, once I did notice that, and I thought, oh, okay, now something must be really wrong if that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it's one of those things where you realize it, but, you know, at the time I was kind of getting burnt out on it, and I couldn't understand why they would do that to, you know, create a different future for them. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm just glad it's where it's at now.
Okay. Oh, besides the Will working for EJ, is there any scenes or any more conflicts with Lucas and EJ coming up?
Say that last part again.
I'm sorry. Besides the stuff with Will, is there anything else going on with Lucas and EJ? Is there any more scenes between those two?
Yeah, there's definitely a couple scenes here and there where they run into each other, but I think it's kind of being set up to be a bigger confrontation later, so I think they're allowing certain things to happen that are really going to piss Lucas off, and then they're going to give Lucas enough head steam to kind of finally have this big confrontation. So I think it's all building up to a bigger event, I think.
Oh, that sounds good.
Well, those scenes with Will and Lucas and EJ were awesome. They were really
mm-hmm.
good. When Lucas goes over, this is a couple weeks ago maybe, I lose track of time, but where Lucas goes over to the mansion and,
right.
You know, Will's in between them
you know, good or evil, good or evil, good or evil. Turns out even had the hot car and the hot apartment, so it won. But,
even won.
But it was really, I mean, you guys played really well. I mean, you just played off of each other really well. It was very interesting. I could see, I would love to see a lot more of that.
Yeah, I like the snarkiness between EJ and Lucas.
Yeah, those were tough scenes to play because, you know, I was just coming back and I didn't know how the dynamics were going to work. But I think it was definitely successful what they wanted to do with it. So I'm glad I played it outright.
Yeah, it was really cool. How was that coming back after being gone a few years? Like, how was it getting back into the routine and getting back in? I mean, did you fall back into the character? Even though we've talked a little bit about some of the differences and evolution of the character since you were last on, but what was it like first coming back for you as an actor and coming back to that kid, to obviously a familiar character, but to getting back into the swing of things? What was that like?
It was tough. It was tough because the pace is so much faster than it used to be, and you really have to know your stuff if you're going to be there and do it right, because no matter what you say, it's going to go on the air. So you have to make sure you're as prepared as possible. But your short-term memory is kind of like a muscle. The more you use it, the more it's easier
right.
to remember. So the more I got to studying prior to that in acting class, I kind of tried to stay sharp. But it was still hard because, you know, the nerves of being around there are something you can never get used to.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So those
you're on.
To deal with again. Yeah, you have to just learn to deal with the nerves again. And once you can do that, you're good.
Wow, that's cool. I can imagine that would be just a challenge, just adjusting back. And like you said, the pace is so fast. It's like, I don't know how you guys do. I mean, obviously you guys do it well, very well. But it amazes me how much, because I've seen those scripts before, and it's like, I mean, even though your character might not have every line on every page, it's like you still, that's a lot of information. And you're not just—it's not like you're just reading it off a teleprompter. You know, you're performing. You've got it memorized. You've got to be on time and get all your marks and you know all that stuff. So it's amazing. I don't know. And I know Days is a well-oiled machine behind the scenes. So I know we all have a lot of admiration for what you guys do.
It is an oiled machine. It really is a well-oiled machine. They know exactly what they're doing, and the train doesn't stop for anybody. So you're either on or you're off.
Okay, let's take a caller. We have area code 708.
Hey, this is Ruth.
Hi.
Hey, Ruth.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good. I don't know if you remember, Ed, stopped by the Chicago Flower and Garden Show when you were there with the other cast members, and I was pledging for Autumn to come to Salem.
Yes, that's right. I remember that.
So I was thinking, because I was wondering, I wanted to ask you, in regards to Lucas's character, and I think someone had mentioned this before about, you know, Lucas being somewhat kind of burnt by Chloe. And do you think now with Lucas being on canvas that he'll try to, you know, maybe whether it's Autumn or another character, he'll try to find a pairing that's better for him?
Is he going to try to find someone besides Sammy?
Yes.
You never know. I think that, with Autumn, you never know if you're going to see Autumn or when she might surface. So that's kind of a lingering issue. But I think you're always, you know, something always might happen in soap opera land where you get a chance to play in a triangle. And usually if I'm in a triangle, I'm the two guys going after a girl.
Yeah.
I don't usually have two girls fighting over me. So if I'm going to try,
we need that.
It's the other way.
We need that. We need to have two women fighting over you. That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had requests with that.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, who would you like to have fighting over Lucas? Who would you like that's on the cast now that you would like as a love interest for Lucas besides Sammy?
Well, he's related to everybody else, so he's very limited.
That's true.
Does that ever stop anyone in Salem?
I guess you're right. I don't know. I don't know. I think they might have to bring on a character for that. There's not a lot of options for Lucas on the board, so they might have to bring somebody in for that.
I think it'd be kind of fun to bring Autumn in and have her and Sammy fight over Lucas. That would be fun. That'd be really funny to see her like, be like, whoa. Because, you know, she kind of, I don't want to say she takes Lucas for granted, but she knows that Lucas is in her corner, you know? And it'd be kind of fun to see Sammy come a little unraveled, seeing this hot chick named Summer, Winter, Spring, Fall, whatever her name is, come into town and be like, oh, whoa, wait a minute here. I might have some competition. What's going on? You know, that would be fun, I think. Oh.
So then I wonder, since, you know, we've always seen, you know, Lucas always kind of, Lucas kind of being in a triangle, do you see his character in terms of growth? What type of story would you like to see him in? You know, aside from, you know, what he's going through now with Will and with, you know, all of his family members with Billy and Austin coming back, is there a particular storyline that you would like to see Days explore for Lucas?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think that he's got to definitely be a better dad. You got to have more scenes with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Like Allie, for example.
Yeah, you got to have more scenes with the kids. And then I would say maybe some kind of professional life outside of a business sense, something a little more physical, like a cop or, I don't know, something like that. Something different than just this business office guy.
Well, Lucas was undercover, and that's how he got out of prison, so he does have experience.
The background's there.
Hmm. That's a good idea. There's a lot of fans speculating whether or not Lucas is really a Horton, especially with Ian McAllister in town. Have you had any scenes yet with Ian Buchanan, and what do you think about Lucas's paternity?
That's a really good question. I think that's always been a cool thing to play. I know I liked playing it in the past, but it would be interesting to see if he turns out to be his father. And we have scenes about something similar to that, or referring to that. So it was indirect. It wasn't very direct. But, yeah, I don't know. He seems like a cool guy to be related to. Seems like a cool guy to have as a dad.
He seems pretty funny. He seems like a pretty fun. I mean, on the show, his character's not all that funny yet, except for maybe in a few moments here and there. But as an actor, he seems like he's a pretty, I don't know, a pretty funny character or interesting character as a person. He seems pretty nice. So, but yeah, I'd love to see some scenes with you guys together.
He's a really cool guy. He's a big time professional.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, so maybe we need to poke the writers a little bit on that one. That would be an interesting direction to go.
That would. I'm getting low on battery. I hope I don't lose you guys soon.
Oh wow, we probably monopolized your time tonight anyway.
Well, no, I don't want to suddenly click off and let you think I hung up on you.
Okay,
we're off the show. Do you have any special messages you want to give to your fans? Because they've been just so amazing, and they've been campaigning to get you back this entire time. They never gave up, and it paid off for everybody. So we're all so glad you're back.
Yeah, I wouldn't be back on the show if it wasn't for my fans and the support I've gotten from them. So for me, it honestly means everything. I thank you, and my family thanks you, and the Sony Construction thanks you. Yeah, so it's one of those things where you just want to go to work and do the best you can, and kind of prove that you deserve the support that you've gotten. So it means a lot to me, and I will be trying my best to keep staying there.
Well, we're enjoying it. We're really enjoying seeing you back. And we were excited to get to talk to you tonight.
Yes,
and the word on the street is Toronto would love to see. I'm not in Toronto, but I hear Toronto, Allie was saying that, Smith was saying that Toronto really wants to see you back there again. So hopefully you'll make it back for something like that soon.
So does the Midwest.
Yeah, it's close to my home, so that's cool with me.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Brian. We hope to have
you
on here sometime.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Love you a lot.
All right, take care. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Right,
we really appreciate it. Oh, no, not a possibility.
All right,
take care.
Talk to you guys later.
Thanks. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.